Well, hello and welcome everybody to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast. It is the 31st of December 2023, which means it is the last day of the year, of course. So let me please wish you a very happy new year. Now, I have to admit, I'm really excited to get into 2024, the new year. We are really trying to hit the ground running this year. And over this last week, we have really been working hard at getting the home plot ready for that. The garden is tidy. The greenhouse is prepped. We've sown a few seeds and we are ready to really get into 2024. So I'm very, very happy, as I'm sure you can tell. The allotment does need quite a bit of work. I didn't get down there yesterday as I hoped, so I'm hoping to go down there tomorrow instead. Now, I did mention about sowing seeds, and there's been a few comments I've seen on some various gardening chat sites or forums, and it's often leading to arguments, which I see is a great shame. And this subject is all around whether or not it's too early to sow some seeds. Now, I thought I'd share with you my honest opinion with you today, and I'm sure you know it. And my answer is it does depend on what the seed is and where you are going to be growing those seeds in the end. So many factors that come into this, but I think it does depend. Now, let's take the tomato seeds as an example. Now, one of the discussions that I saw was that Monty Don had put a post up saying he was sowing tomato seeds. This other chap was copying him and going to sow tomato seeds as well. And a few other people jumped on the bandwagon and said it is way too early. Don't bother, etc., etc. It got into a really heated argument. But it does depend. Now, Monty, of course, he has a heated greenhouse, so it's fine for him to sow seeds now because they will end up living in the heated greenhouse. For me, I don't sow my tomato seeds till about mid-May, even if they are for my unheated greenhouse. What I find with tomatoes, they can grow quite big and take up a lot of room. And they can't really go outside till mid-May. They can go in the greenhouse about mid-March, but they can't really go outside till mid-May. So I hold off from tomatoes until at least mid-March. And that means that it just frees up the space. Again, Monty has plenty of space from what I've seen. So he has a certain element that he can get away with it. And that's absolutely fine. But then let's take the good old onion plant. Now, these plants can be sown over this last week, as we have been doing. It's quite well known. And they can live in a greenhouse up until, well, they can go outside, I would say, from about mid-March. Onions can tolerate more of the colder temps when compared to tomatoes, so they can do okay. And they can germinate at this time of year and grow quite happily. But then we get the chili peppers or the peppers and aubergines, and I find that these do need a longer growing season. Now, compared to tomatoes, they can tolerate a bit more colder temperatures, but I still wouldn't put these outside until mid-May. Again, they can go in a greenhouse, unheated greenhouse, around mid-March, but they need that long growing season. They do need that long growing season to really get some decent fruits from these. And they don't really take up as much space as, say, tomatoes. So I feel they are worth sowing now. Now, one of the big problems, of course, with sowing now is the light levels. And I've said time and time again, light levels are more of a factor sometimes because that encourages leggy growth, which isn't really what we want. So there you go. That is my thoughts on this very conversation. I'd love to hear your own thoughts on this as well and see what your thoughts are and what you're doing and what you're sowing. Now, of course, it is the end of December. We have got another seed pack making its way to you. It's in the post and should be with you fairly soon, I hope. I know the post can sometimes be a little bit slow lately. And the seeds that we're sending you in January, I think they are another really good selection. I thought I'd go through those with you tonight and give you a bit of a heads up of what you're going to get. So firstly, we have a microgreen called fenugreek. Now, this is a really lovely, tasty microgreen. It grows indoors or in a greenhouse. And these are, obviously, being a microgreen, a tiny little plant that are packed full of flavour. It tastes similar to maple syrup. It's a bit of a herb, this plant, actually. Now, microgreens for me are a great way to grow food during the winter. They're not my favourite thing to grow as such. I think they're great to grow through the winter, and that's why I include them in this monthly pack. But fenugreek is also known as methi, and that is used often in a curry of the same name, which my wife absolutely loves. Now, next we have a herb known as parsley. I'm sure you have heard of that herb. It's widely used, very, very tasty, very easy to grow. But I do find we get some really good results sowing this herb in the winter. And it will grow well. Does need to be in a greenhouse or indoors to really make the most of it. But eventually it can go outside, and it can get quite big, actually, if allowed it. This variety is Italian giant, so it can be quite a big plant. Now, next we have a celery, a variety called Golden Self Blanching. And celery, I think, is a great vegetable to grow. It does need plenty of moisture. It is from the coastal areas, but it is a fantastic plant, and it also needs a long growing season. Our celery that we sowed last January, still performing, still harvesting to this very day. Next we have celeriac, and celeriac is a nice bulb plant. It is known as bulb celery. That can also be sown in January. Now, it does grow quite similar to Sweden, that we get this lovely tasting root bulb at the bottom. And the bulb itself tastes a bit like celery, or a cross between celery and aniseed. So it's a good one to grow. It's not often used, I think, but there's plenty of meals that we can use it. It's another one that will be ready in the winter. So it's a long growing season, long growing plant, this one. Now, next we have the last two seeds are actually a collection of perennial plants. We actually sowed these last January, and I was really pleased with the results. The first one is a rhubarb. This time the variety is called Champagne, and we sowed rhubarb last year. It ended up so easy to grow from seed that we ended up with so many plants. I only really needed two plants for myself, but we took the other two to Acabo, to my mum did anyway, and sold them on, and actually made, in some ways, quite a nice, tidy profit with the amount that we had extra. So I've included it again this year, a different variety, but I think it is well worth growing rhubarb from seed, just to prove how easy it is. It will need a year or two to establish before we can really harvest it, but I think it's worth it nonetheless. And because it was so easy to grow from seed, I decided to do it again. Then finally, we have asparagus, and this is a variety called Conover's Colossal. Now, this is another one that we sowed last year, and we got lots of plants from it. These plants are still outside. We haven't really got them into the garden just yet, but they've survived the winter. Another plant that I just think is so good to grow from seed, much cheaper than buying the plants in. I read a report that says to feed a family, you need about 10 asparagus plants, but I think growing them from seed is the way to achieve this. And again, we sowed loads of these last year. We got loads of plants from it. They do take a few years for asparagus to establish, of course, but then you can be harvesting asparagus for 20 years. So I think it is well worth growing nonetheless. Now, I think these seeds will keep us busy over the next month. So look forward to you getting your pack and seeing how you get on with that as well. Now, tomorrow being New Year's Day, there's, of course, the normal Monday podcast coming out to the general public. And that's about hitting the 2024 running and what have you. But something else I'm doing tomorrow, I've been reminded that I need to do a monthly newsletter to anybody that signed up to the newsletter. This will, of course, include you too. It is intended for the general public, and what I've decided to do is actually make a newsletter podcast, much like these podcasts I send to you guys. This is just a monthly one for people who have signed up to a newsletter. I'm not very good at writing newsletters, if I'm honest with you, but I do quite like talking into the microphone for this. So yeah, keep your eye out for that. We're going to just run through. I'm not sure what to really do with these newsletters, but we're just going to run through what we can be doing throughout January. Right. Well, with that, I'm going to wish you a good night. Have a good new year, whatever you might be doing tonight. And I can honestly say this, I will speak to you again in the new year. All the best. Take care.